Are you fast, cheap, and easy? Hopefully not. But if you feel that way, it could be due to your food. Hello, this is local farmer food activist John Peck, inviting you to listen in on the next Access Hour, Monday, March 17th at 7 p.m. for a springtime celebration of food sovereignty. And since it is St. Patrick's Day, I may share some thoughts about why my own ancestors had to flee a green island long ago thanks to settler colonialism and a deadly famine. Food sovereignty is not just for breakfast anymore. It can help you better feed your family, support your local economy, and even cool the planet. Some questions we'll tackle include, who owns seeds? Can you fix your own tractor? Where does food come from? Why does hunger exist? Is food a weapon or a basic human right? And in between the big ideas, we'll play some great music and perhaps even read some poetry. So once again, please join me, John Peck, for a special St. Patrick's Day edition of the Access Hour, Monday, March 17th on WRT Madison, to celebrate the coming of spring through food sovereignty.
Jack Brigade on a pachyderm parade, but we'd rather stroll to a water hole. For a furlough in the shade.
Hello and welcome to Pachyderm Parade. This is your host Raleigh,
Ezra,
and Peter. How's it going out there?
Good.
Yeah.
Good. Good.
What'd you all do this weekend?
Oh, let's see. Went on two dog walks. As you had a belated birthday party.
Yeah. Extremely belated.
What did you tell them all about it?
Mini golf.
Okay, mini golf. Yes, we went mini golfing with a bunch of friends, and it was great. It was a little cold. Friday was warmer.
Yeah, I was outside
doing
stuff for school in, like, long pants and really warm boots, and I was overheating.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, it makes me want to think about warmer weather.
Yeah, I'm so excited for swimming.
Swimming! Oh my gosh, when did the pools open?
Labor Day weekend, I think.
Oh, Memorial Day weekend.
Oh. Close.
That's over 2 months away. Feels like it should be tomorrow.
Yeah.
Well, for now, let us get you in the mood for swimming.
With a song called Swimming.
And then let us get you in the mood for worms.
Because worms.
Because why not? Worms are in the soil and they help us grow our food and stuff. Okay. And worms swim, right? To tie these two themes together? I think.
I mean, I guess.
I'm the rhythm of the beat. My legs are pumping, I have fins instead of feet. We could race so we could float long as we stay in the water. But I'm staying out the deep until I'm a little bit taller.
Live in my compost, live in my compost, live in my compost. 200 worms and they live in my compost. These are the worms that I love the most. Making me smile.
Annabelle,
what a smarty. Steady working on your PhD. Miss Kelly, girl, you always styling. When you squirm by, all the others start whiling.
Oh, shoot.
Big Derek in the house.
Despite his size, he's as quiet as a mouse. Me and Will go way back. Beep, beep. He's quite tight with the cash. Cheap, cheap.
No,
Tiffany's so quick. If there's a race, it's on. On place, finishing the word marathon. That's Frank. His guitar skills are in demand. Catch him on stage, Led Zeppelin cover band.
Hey Doug, you're straight up lazy. Head in the clouds, got us calling you spacey.
Breakdancing is good for morale. Shout out Busta Move and Avery Shell.
Hi Natasha, you're the best chef for real. I'm loving what you're doing with that old banana peel.
Got a real shy guy in Bert. Every hour of the day, head in the dirt.
Shanice is ready for a little pop quiz. Brain full of facts, she's a trivia whiz.
This one's got asthma and his name is Taylor. Be a pal for a moment and hold his inhaler.
Tim's a hula hoop star, so many fans. What a skilled worm, look my no hands.
Kevin speaks quick, his motor mouth is vast. Flapping those lips and talking all fast.
Oh, Carrie, you're so hairy. Caterpillar, old worm, grab the dictionary.
How do they do it, though?
All you need are some vegetable scraps. Dirt is made from the worm craps. All you need are some vegetable scraps. Dirt is made from the worm craps.
I got 200 worms and they live in my compost. Live in my compost. Live in my compost. Worms and they live in my compost. These are the worms that I love the most. We got Alicia, Zach, Mark, and Trey, Jacob, Hayden, Michael, Shantae, Tammy, Mason, Ryan, Sydney, Corey, Max, and the homie Brittany, Harrison, Laura, Levi, Kevin, Joe, Terrence, Kim, and Devin, Hakeem, Sean, Gabrielle, Hayden, Aria, your girl Michelle, Michael, DeMar, and you know it's Bria, Jose, Alexander, and Sophia.
Thanks, y'all. Keep on poop, keep on poop.
Song about worms. How many of those do you know?
One.
One song about worms?
Yeah, but there's probably more.
There's probably more. Ez, do you have any worm jokes? Let's see if he has any worm jokes.
What's a worm's favorite band?
Led Zeppelin?
No.
No?
The Beatles.
The Beatles.
Why not?
Why don't worms play baseball?
Because they don't have arms?
I don't know.
They're afraid of being caught by the early bird?
What?
I don't understand.
I don't get it.
Well.
Oh, well.
What's a worm's favorite romantic movie?
What?
Love in the Soil?
What a strange joke.
Well, what's a worm's... Why did the worm fail his math test?
Why?
He couldn't find the root.
Oh.
Oh. People are shaking their heads in the studio. We have to get a good one, or else they're gonna stop listening. Okay. Let's see. What's the worm's favorite dance movie? Move.
The worm.
Okay, that was pretty good.
I mean, why would it not be the worm?
Oh man, why did the worm go to therapy? Had some unresolved issues.
What unresolved issues?
I don't know. I want the author of that one to say more. Well, how do worms keep clean?
With a bath.
Mud baths.
Mud baths. And there you have it, the worm joke segment on Pachyderm Parade. Quick thing before we get to any other songs. Last week and the week before was our pledge drive. Well, there is a generous matching donor person that is matching, still has room to match donations that come in through midnight tonight. So if you didn't end up making a donation throughout the last few weeks, now is the time. So go to WRTFM.org, click on the donate button, and your donation will be matched. As in, $5 becomes $10 and $20 becomes $40. Thank you, WRTFM.org. Riley?
Next, we have Peanut Pine Nut and Peanut Through Pine the Woods.
Okay. Okie Dokie Brothers and Kelly Welly.
Brazil nut. I go wandering with you.
What kind of trouble we'll get ourselves into? Would it be wrong to tag along with a band of vagabonds? You wonder if I'd wander with you. So I'll spread the word and you beat the drum. We'll round up the troops and get the gang to come. And we'll leave the streets and these neighborhoods, head over the river. Wondering if you'd come wandering my way. If you ever get lost, or if the trail leads you astray, the music of the pack can always bring you back. I wonder, can we wander away? And I'll spread the word and you beat the drum. Round up the troops get the gang to come, and we'll leave the streets and these neighborhoods, head over the river and through the woods.
There's Okie Dokie Brothers.
I love the Okie Dokie Brothers.
Yeah. I think they're from Minnesota. Does that sound familiar?
Yeah, I mean, kind of, maybe.
A lot of people from Minnesota. Yeah, they sing a lot about outdoorsy stuff.
Yeah, I like being outside.
Yeah. Which I guess people will be doing more and more of from here on out. It being warm coming up.
Yeah.
Very cool. Well, what do we have next for our listeners out there?
The Be Good Tanya's The Littlest Birds. Cake by Long Line of Cars by Cake.
Awesome.
And The Duck Song by Bryant Odin.
Oh, The Duck Song.
I love The Duck Song.
If you haven't heard The Duck Song, you got to stay tuned. Okay, we'll be right back.
Well, I feel like an old hobo on sad, lonesome and blue. I was fair as a summer day. Now the summer days are through. You pass through places and places pass through you, but you carry them with you on the soles of your traveling shoes. So dearly, I love you so clearly. I'll wake you up in the morning so early just to tell you I got the wandering blues. I got the wandering blues, and I'm gonna quit these rambling ways one of these days soon. Oh. I sing the littlest birds sing the prettiest songs. Songs, the littlest birds sing the prettiest songs.
you're back. Hi.
Hello.
So I was reading a magazine, and it has, like, sniffing mummies for science.
What?
Like, real or fake.
Okay.
I don't even know anymore. Sniffing mummies for science. Researchers in the UK have been smelling mummies for science.
For science?
A team sniffed 9 mummified human bodies from ancient Egypt, which were up to 5,000 years old and have been preserved using products such as scented oils and natural resins. According to the scientists, mummies smelled unexpectedly pleasant, giving off a spicy, sweet, and woodsy odors,
wow.
Along with aromas like incense or tea. That was surprising, said researcher Cecilia Bembry? Hmm. I don't know how to say her last name. Is this story real or is it fake? What do you guys
sniffing
think?
Sniffing mummies. Real or fake? Ez?
I think it's real.
It is real.
Huh.
Since smells are important in ancient Egypt, the scientists said that analyzing lingering scents can reveal information about the person's life. You can put your nose to that little tube and smell history. Said
fascinating.
Yeah.
That's amazing that 5,000 years later you can still...
Yeah.
Smell
what they put on the mummies. That's amazing. Ez, do you have a news item?
A saucy addition to bath time.
Saucy, okay.
Diehard fans of Papa John's have mused on social media that the pizza chain's garlic dipping sauce is so delicious that they want to bathe in it.
What?
Now the company granting the wish by introducing a bath bomb inspired by the beloved sauce. The product is designed to dissolve into water, releasing the scent of buttery garlic into the bath. The limited edition bath bomb was made available to select fans who publicly proclaimed their love of garlic sauce on social media. You're welcome, Papa John's posted.
That's amazing. You never know what you're going to find out in the kid news. Sheesh. I don't know if I would buy that.
I definitely wouldn't.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe someone like... I mean, there's got to be people who like it, but it's not my thing.
All right, let's do another song. This is, like Raleigh said, cake.
To bathe in garlic dipping and sauce.
And Ezra's going to bathe in garlic dipping sauce.
Ew.
And we'll be right back.
Cars and they're trying to get through. There's no single explanation, there's no central destination. But this long line of cars is trying to get through. And this long line of cars is all because of you. Don't wonder where we're going or remember where we've been. We've got to keep this traffic flowing and accept a little sin. So this long line of cars will never have an end. And this long keeps coming around the bend. Oh,
of Sacramento to the freeways of LA. We've got to keep this fire burning and accept a little gray. So this long line of cars is trying to break free. And this long line of cars, it's all because of me. There's a long line of cars, long line of cars, long line of cars,
duck story.
Bum, 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 ba-dum, ba-dum. A duck walked up to a lemonade stand and he said to the man running the stand, "Hey, bum, 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 got any grapes?" The man said, "No, we just sell lemonade, but it's cold and it's fresh and it's all homemade. Can I get you a glass?" The duck said, "I'll pass." Then he waddled away, waddle, waddle, till the very next day. Bum, 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 ba-dum. When the duck walked up to the lemonade stand and he said to the man running the stand, "Hey, bum, 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 got any grapes?" The man said, "No, like I said yesterday, we just sell lemonade, okay? Why not give it a try?" The duck said, "Goodbye." Then he waddled away, waddle, waddle. Then he waddled away, waddle, waddle. Then he waddled away, waddle, waddle. Next day, bum, 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 ba-dum. When the duck walked up to the lemonade stand and he said to the man running the stand, "Hey, bum, 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 got any grapes?"
That's always a good one. Okay, look up the duck song because we didn't have time to finish it. But
there is so many duck songs. I'm pretty sure there's one about a corner store.
Mm-hmm. There's a whole series.
It's a bit crazy.
And you can tell it's catchy.
Yeah.
The duck walked up to the corner store.
Yep. Okay, thank you very much for listening, folks.
Bye. Thank you for listening.
Bye.
You've been listening to Pachyderm Parade. And stay tuned for...
The Best of Gospel.
Folklore Village presents A Lash Ensemble on Friday, March 28th at 7 p.m. A Lash Ensemble comes to us from the Republic of Tuva, which sits at the southern edge of Siberia, with Mongolia to the south. Over the centuries, Tuva has been part of Chinese and Mongolian empires and shares many cultural ties with Mongolia. All members of A